Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Ed Alexander on the other side of the glass, producing and engineering our show for us. Ed and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, the 24th of March, 2015. We're coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and we have live streaming at kvoi.com and on my website, buckmastershow.com, where we also have our podcasts and our complete show archive, which makes it easy for you. Check in with us anytime on buckmastershow.com. We'll begin with a conversation about Arizona education in light of the new state budget. Andrew Morrill, who heads up the Arizona Education Association, that group represents thousands of Arizona classroom teachers, will get his take. 20 minutes past the hour, if it's Tuesday, at 20 past noon, it's Shelley Fishman. Shelley will have the Tuesday Moneymaker Report, and based on recent weeks, Tuesday seems to be kind of a down day for the market, and keeping with tradition, we're down again. We'll find out what's going to happen. Maybe the market will make a quick upturn here in the next 15 minutes. 12:30, we're going to talk with the author of a beautiful new guidebook to cactus and succulents, and we'll close out the show with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report. Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson will visit with me in studio. Buckmaster Live Line is 790-2040 for questions and comments during the hour, and you can also visit us on Facebook, where we encourage you to become a friend of what we do. Let's go now to Phoenix, the state capital. Andrew Morrill is the head of the Arizona Education Association. Andrew, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing fine, Bill, and I wish I was back in Tucson. All good things happen in Tucson, but I am up here doing the work of public education, and I very much appreciate being on your show.
Well, I know you are a Tucson guy. You taught down here, right?
I did for 17 years in the Marana District up at Mountain View High School, the Mountain Lions.
Mm-hmm. Well, Andrew, your take on the budget, what I'm sure there's a lot of unhappy teachers that you represent.
Well, there are. There are a lot of teachers that continue to be concerned with where the state is going in terms of supporting or not supporting the good work going on in our public schools. And unfortunately, what we're saying is that the new sea that Arizona is creating in its economy is chaos or confusion, when what we want is children who are, you know, educated in a statewide commitment. The problem with the budget, Bill, is simply it continues a lot of the same old thinking, which is, you know, you've got to balance a budget on the backs of students rather than look at any responsible revenue options. And there are responsible revenue options. No one wants to see Arizona taxed out of existence, but this is a low-tax state that has cut taxes, after all, Bill, for something like 23 out of the last 25 years. If that was the secret to building strong state economies, we'd know it by now. And in the meantime, our public schools have had the deepest cuts in the country for much of the last 6 years.
Well, Andrew, you know that the governor insists that he says more money is going to education in this budget than, I guess, ever before. I don't know.
Yeah, let me explain that very succinctly. That's incorrect, frankly. That is a real shell game presentation of the numbers. Because the governor's original budget included a zero projection for growth next year, he didn't have any funding in there based on the state formula that funds students on a per-pupil basis. When the budget was finally negotiated, there was a projection of a 1.6% enrollment increase for next year, and that brought with it a formula-driven increase because there would be more students in our classrooms. That's not a budget appropriation, Bill. That's just a formula-driven increase because we will have more students. And as far as the administrative cuts that the governor proposed, while districts got some flexibility in how to do those cuts, there is a funding reduction behind his call for cuts away from the classroom. And so when you take a look overall, districts that see any kind of drop in students will have serious problems on their hands, and at best, we're looking at kind of a wash, but it's important to remember that we have been sustaining cuts for 5 or 6 or 7 years. But no, this is not the most funding our schools have had. It's not anywhere close to the 2008 levels. And really, this represents no increased support to our schools at all.
Roger is with us. Our first caller on the Buckmaster Show Live Line would like to speak with Andrew Morrill. Andrew heads up the Arizona Education Association. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, I just start with, I really get a kick out of people that call it a $100 million increase a cut. The other thing I'd like to say is, you always say you want more funds. We need to increase taxes. Well, come to the table with a way to increase revenue. For instance, the state legislator a few years ago tried to sell off a portion of state-owned land, and that would generate tax revenues that would help build funds. So when you increase tax, they're available. The mines in Pima County, the people that closed those mines and now are bringing lawsuits against those mines are the same people that are crying for higher tax.
Okay.
I think before we cry for more tax money, you had to get out there and start campaigning to bring some jobs to this state.
All right.
Some revenue.
Thank you, Roger.
Sure, I'd like to actually answer a couple of Roger's points. First of all, the $100 million increase is more than offset by the cut that is in this budget that will hit every district. As I just said, districts are free to make that cut wherever they want, but there is a cut in this budget that the governor proposed. So there's a cut in this budget, and if you look at the numbers, there it is. Secondly, as somebody who works for public education in this state, I feel that I am doing my part to create jobs because a better educated citizenry creates more job opportunities in the state. You look at any state in the country and you do a 5 to 10 year analysis of their growth. The states that are investing in their K-12 public schools, Bill and Roger, are seeing more job growth, higher per capita personal income, and higher percentages of people who own their own homes. Public education is an economic driver.
Andrew Morrill with us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. What's your comment and reaction to Doug Ducey, Governor Ducey, weighing in on Common Core? He says maybe not so fast here in trying to the lawmakers. Maybe it's a little too hasty here to dump this.
Yeah, I appreciated his comments. I was at the state board meeting yesterday when Governor Ducey gave those comments. He's been a little hard to pin down with his position on the standards since being a candidate. But the review process that the state board could lead, and the governor kind of asked the state board to oversee that process, Bill, that's a very healthy thing. Every time we've passed academic standards in Arizona, after about 5 or 6 years, we had a process to review them. That's a good thing. There are all kinds of questions you can ask. You know, do we have the right standards? Are they in the right grade levels? Are they clear enough? Do we have too many? And if that's really the process the governor's talking about, I say bravo. He mentioned having educators and parents and content area leaders in that conversation. Another good thing to do. But if we're going to just play games en route to trying to shelve these standards, what people need to know is Arizona's teachers have had the rug pulled out from under them a number of times. Let's not do it again. They've been working on these standards for 5 years. They are Arizona standards. They're teaching students to these standards. Districts have allocated what they could to these standards. So let's involve ourselves in a really healthy academic pursuit above board and not some political maneuvering. And if that's what he's talking about, I support it.
Why do you think he changed his opinion on this, campaigning one way and then once in office going the other way?
To a degree, Bill, it's actually understandable. When you're a candidate, you're not as up close to some of the issues, and you bear no responsibility for them. Frankly, you're running for an office. Once you serve in that office, you have the responsibility and the burden of good decision-making in that office, and things aren't as cut and dry. If you remember, Superintendent Diane Douglas kind of did the same thing and said once she was elected, you know, we got to slow this down and make sure we're doing the right thing the right way.
Did charter schools make out pretty well in this budget, Andrew Morrill?
They were cut, but they were not cut as much by percentage as district schools. They did have some funding reductions. And Bill, I'll be quick to say that while I struggle with the concept of charter schools, because I don't think we're telling ourselves the whole story about them, there are some very good charter schools out there with dedicated teachers and principals. And frankly, all public schools in Arizona are underfunded right now, including charter schools.
All right, Andrew Morrill, where can people find out more? At your website, Arizona Education Association?
Very simple to find, yes. www.arizonaea.org, or just Google Arizona Education Association. And I just want to be quick to point out that in the last election, we recommended Republicans and Democrats alike. We want politicians that want to serve as partners to public schools, and that's who we support.
Andrew, let's talk again after the session wraps up, huh?
Bill, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Andrew Morrill with us on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of Buckmaster is presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Mark your calendar, Memorial Day weekend. If you're into blues, and a lot of people are, they've got some of the best blues performers in the United States coming to the big event over in Silver City, just 3 hours east of Tucson. Easy drive over there, and great places to stay like Bear Creek Cabins, Casitas de Gila Guest Houses, and Bear Mountain Lodge. You can find the full listing of wonderful places to stay and so many things to do, outdoor recreation in Silver City, by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. Shelley Fishman with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. He's up next. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Hi. Wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
See the world under glass at Biosphere 2. Step inside this living laboratory to explore how today's biggest environmental questions are being answered and enjoy the view. Experience the new Ocean Gallery featuring the Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit. Bigger questions, better answers. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Open daily. Visit biosphere2.org for details. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday on the Buckmaster Show, we will talk about the final days of the 2015 legislative session with State Senator Steve Farley of Tucson. Plus, Barbara Brown joins us for an update on animal well-being issues. Buckmaster on noon to 1 each weekday on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, with anywhere in the world live streaming podcasts and show archive. On my website, it's buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
But I can make a recommendation. It's my... It's my show. I can make a recommendation. That's why I have Shelley Fishman with me every Tuesday at 12:20. And I don't know, we're our streak of Tuesdays, down days in the market.
We have to reevaluate this day appearance. I don't know, day of the
it's
week.
It's down on, not too bad today, but...
65, 70 points.
Yeah.
We'll see where we wind up.
Hey, Shelley, you made a prediction that the Fed, all the excitement about the Fed and maybe the rates were going to go up. They're not going anywhere.
No, and I'm sticking with that prediction for a while. It looks like the general consensus that rates would go up even the June timeframe turns out to have been wrong. They will never admit exactly why. They'll, find other excuses in the economy. But as you and I discussed, the necessity to keep the stability in the world, and that I believe is a very large part of the decision making right now. I think we may see some small raises in interest rates, but not till the very end of the year.
So for an investor, still these are uncertain times. When you look at the year, the calendar year so far, we're
pretty much flat.
Yeah, we're closing out on the first quarter. And what was your prediction last December here on the show?
8-10% for the year.
Well, we better light a fire on ourselves.
We got close to that, in the middle of February.
Yeah. And then flat. But we certainly have a lot of time. What is the investor to do under these rather uncertain times, to put it mildly?
Well, first of all, every investor has to make their own decisions as to how much of this volatility they can stomach. But for an investor who has a moderately long time frame, let's say at least 10 years, I hate to use the phrase stay the course, but that's pretty much what you have to do. You can try to time the market if you like. That's normally a recipe for disaster. I can tell you, and we talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, when Warren Buffett needed to make a bet on a 10-year gain in the market against somebody who runs a hedge fund, he bet on the index of the S&P 500. And right now, after 6 years, he's well ahead of the hedge funds. The hedge funds are way underperforming the market. Now, some analysts will tell you that the reduction to the mean would say that hedge funds are going to do better over the next couple of years. But again, it just seems that attempts to use algorithms and other kinds of strategies to try to beat where the market is going long term don't seem to work. What we know is that the market long term tends to return more than most other investments do in this galaxy, you know, that being an average of 11%, 12%, depending upon what years you use. And that's about as good as it gets. Now, if you're about ready to move into retirement, or if your stomach for the roller coaster that is the market these past couple of years is just not there, then you have to find something that is less volatile and perhaps can give you some more stability. But the cost there is probably going to be lower returns over a longer period.
If you are talking with your financial advisor, he or she, and I hope it is Shelley Fishman that you talk to, but regardless of who it is, everybody does, I believe, have a stake in this. They've got money, and they've got money to either make money or lose money. And should they be talking to the advisor about get me into index funds? It seems like a good vehicle.
I think that discussion is a very worthwhile discussion to have. It is supported by what you and I just now talked about, that indices seem to do as well as or even better long term than those managers who charge for their services and pretend that they can, over the long period, outperform the market. So when you have a mutual fund that has a management team that is intent on outperforming the indices, and you have a very inexpensive index fund that simply reflects the index, you can make a very strong argument that the managers don't succeed and the extra cost long-term adds up to lower overall returns.
And we talked about this a little bit in recent weeks, that you don't need to be a millionaire to have a financial advisor.
In fact, if you are a millionaire, you know, the bets are on that you do have a financial advisor. But the problem is, of course, how do you find a financial advisor? How do you have confidence over the years that relationship is working out best for you? Now, one of the things we look at, and now the federal government, the regulators are looking at, is the idea that an advisor should take fiduciary responsibility for the advice that advisor gives you, and not just what's appropriate for you, but what's best for you. And even if that means that advisor is going to be reducing the financial benefits he or she gets from providing that advice. It is absolutely imperative that you, as a potential client or as a client, know exactly what you're being charged and how those charges may compare with other charges charged by other advisors in the industry, so that you can make decisions regarding who your advisor is, when to change advisors, when to challenge your advisor regarding what they're charging you. You know, I had a client recently whose money invested with the accounts that I was managing doubled for various reasons. And she said to me, look, you know, I'm paying you an annual fee, but now that we've doubled the amount of funds that you're managing for me, I think that you can reduce the percentage fee that you're charging. And, you know, my first reaction was to go grumble, grumble, grumble. And then my next reaction was to say, well, of course we'll do that. Mm-hmm. And we did it.
Yeah. So you'll work with people.
Absolutely.
You've got an exciting European trip coming up, and our listeners are going to be able to kind of tap into your busman's holiday. I don't want to put,
yes.
No, but you're going to be over in Italy and in probably two or three of your usual Tuesdays. And I'll be interested to see the kind of the feeling, some of your thoughts about, certainly you're going to do very well as a traveler with the euro.
Travelers are benefiting from the strong dollar right now. Mm-hmm. Manufacturers are not. Mm-hmm. But I'm really looking forward to spending some time with some financial people in Rome and Florence, and especially in Milan, which is, of course, the financial capital of Italy. Be interested in reporting back here to the listeners of this station. Hopefully all three of the weeks, the Tuesdays that I'll be there. I'll be there very nearly a month.
Right.
And as we did in China and as we did in Russia, it should be very interesting getting a perspective from the European side. Italy has been bouncing in and out of trouble, of course, and we see the effects of some of the economic proposals and economic programs that the European Central Bank has put into place. So it'll be interesting to see what the flavor of it is. You know, you can read about it, but you know, when you're in a restaurant, when you're on the street, when you see what people are doing shopping, when you can get a feel for how the people who live there feel about what's going on in their economy, just as you can here.
Yep. Okay, Shelley, we will talk with you here in studio next Tuesday, then three straight Tuesdays, Shelley Fishman at about 10:20 Central European time will be calling us on the Buckmaster Show. Yeah, so right
somewhere
before
between
you go
the
to
meat
bed.
Course and the pasta course.
All right, Shelley, we can find more about you on
BuckmasterShow.com. It's a great place to get right back to me.
Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Perfection Auto Works, we can do everything from a simple tune-up, oil change, air conditioning, engine rebuild, or brakes. We specialize in Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, Volvo, BMW, and Mercedes. We work on the whole thing, from the tires to the trunk lock. 323-8650. 323-8650. Our free 26-point inspection looks ahead for problems. 323-8650. That's 323-8650.
American Openings is pleased to be a sponsor of Good News Radio Broadcasting, featuring local news and information on AM 1030 KVOI, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ on KGMS 940 AM, positive and encouraging music on 88.1 FM K-Love, and pop classics on KCEE 690 AM. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer, concerned about our community and proud to be a partner with Good News Radio to help make our community a better place.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines
along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. My name is Bill Buckmaster. Well, the Tucson Cactus and Succulent Society's Field Guide to Cacti and Other Succulents of Arizona is now available. The last real comprehensive guide to Arizona cacti and succulents was done really about 30 years ago, so it was time for an update. One of the six co-authors of the new guide is with us today. He's John Durham, whose lifelong love of the desert and keen interest of cacti and succulents brought him to Southern Arizona in 2006. He's a board member of the Tucson Cactus and Succulent Society, and he's an active volunteer who goes out with TCSS and their cactus preserving or rescue crew, I guess you would call it. John, how are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me on.
Congratulations. This is a beautiful book, and it is loaded with pictures, which is really going to give us a good idea of what we're dealing with here. How did this guide come about, John?
Well, Thomas Stodd and I, we're both board members for the TCSS, and we do a lot of field survey work, and we started noticing a lot of the plants are named wrong, have different population settings, and had changed status. Some are endangered now, some are very rare now. So he got it in his head. It was his original idea, and he said, you know, we ought to put a field guide out because it fits so well with the Tucson Cactus and Succulent Society. It's education and conservation.
Tell me a little bit about the difference between a cactus and a succulent.
Well, all cacti are succulents, but not all succulents are cacti. Is that a good enough answer? You've probably heard
that.
Yeah,
well, I've heard that before, but can you give me a little more?
Well, a cacti has a specific morphology, the way it reacts with giving off oxygen. And succulents carry their water within their limbs, where a cacti might have it in its root. So there's about as concise as I can make it for you.
Is Southern Arizona kind of the Super Bowl for North American cacti and succulents?
I would like to say yes. I could say the Tucson area, within a 50-mile radius of town, we have a fantastic array of plants, both cactus and native plants, that people can go out and look at.
What do you like? What are some of your favorite cacti?
Well, a lot of the plants right here in the Tucson Basin, in the Sonoran Desert, the queen of the night, Peneocereus greggii, is our night-blooming cerus. You might know it from Chule Park's big bloom night they have in July.
The Hono Chule, they do that right around the monsoon getting going.
Yeah, and people are probably familiar with that one. It's a beautiful plant, fills up your whole backyard with this incredible perfume and attracts the sphinx moth as the primary pollinator. Interesting plant. It doesn't even look like a cactus. It looks like a big turnip.
How did you get interested in cactus?
Well, originally
cacti.
I grew up in Southern California, and my vacations were spent out in the Mojave Desert. I came to Arizona about 10 years ago, and I was already pretty entrenched in the trade, as they say. And this is a absolute epicenter of people growing cactus and studying cactus. So it was a perfect fit.
When people are looking to form a cactus garden, they usually kind of go with the old standbys, right? The barrel cactus. What are some of the other ones that they go by? And maybe there are some that might enhance the garden that perhaps people wouldn't think of right away.
Well, in a cactus garden, you just don't need cactus. You can go out and look at our local cactus and see that they grow with some complementary plants that grow with them, especially this time of year when we see the wildflowers coming up and brittlebush and ocotillo and other things. I think we have a sort of a, if you will, an experimental garden going at Pima Prickly Park up on the northwest side of town, and you can see what cactus look like after you plant them in those groups. It's a great demonstration up there.
Where the Tucson Cactus and Succulent Society, tell us a little bit about the society, and you're always welcoming, I'm sure, new members, correct?
Absolutely. And one of the great things about the book coming out, we were just at the Festival of Books last weekend. And by the way, I'd like to thank your listeners. I had a few come by that had heard us on the radio earlier, came by, bought the book, and became members. So that was a good experience. We have a meeting the first Thursday of every month up at the west side of town, and we have our rescue program, which people might be familiar with. Our rescue program, we kind of save plants from the bulldozer. We work with developers and some larger companies. They give us the go-ahead. We go in and we rescue those plants, and then we offer those same cacti for sale, and people are able to put those in their yard.
We're speaking with John Durham. John is one of six authors who put together the Tucson Cactus and Succulent Society's Field Guide to Cacti and Other Succulents in Arizona. It's really the first kind of redo of a comprehensive guide in more than 30 years. Our signature cactus, the giant saguaro, we know that sometimes they are transplanted. Are they difficult to survive the transplant? Is it a difficult process?
Well, the larger they get, the more difficult it is to reestablish them. We just had a big rescue sale, and we don't sell anything usually over 5 feet tall. One, they're a handful. They're full of water. They can weigh up to 300 pounds. But we have one of the things that's on our website, TucsonCactus.org, is a complete planting guide for everything from ocotillos to saguaros to barrel cactus that you might pick up at a rescue sale. Gives it a greater chance of survival. But saguaros, even if you plant them wrong, it might be years before you find out that it's not going to make it.
How about if we want to see a cactus that flowers? First of all, do all cacti, do they have a flower?
Absolutely, all cacti have flowers.
And when is this now kind of the prime time that we're getting into to expect our cacti to be flowering?
Well, absolutely. We have a bloom that really lasts from March all the way to the monsoon. A lot of those plants don't get triggered till the monsoon. But right now, I'm sure people are out in their yards. They're starting to see those hedgehogs bud up. They're seeing the little mammillaria sending out flowers. And, of course, during the monsoon, that's when the barrel cactuses and the saguaros start to bloom.
Watering is I love cacti, and I've got a few of them in the garden. And I get different advice, John Durham, about watering of cactus. Some have said, well, if they're not in a pot, you don't really have to worry about watering them the entire winter. What is your thinking on this?
Well, if you know that they're a native cacti, mm-hmm. They survive on their own pretty well. It changes a little bit when you move them close to a house or in a yard. You can give them a little bit of water pre-monsoon if you need to, and even a little bit of fertilizer if you want to. You just don't overwater them because they will make it on their own.
So if they're in a pot, though, should you water them?
Yes, definitely in a pot. Usually a pot, they're not in their native soil. A lot of cactus soils are fast draining, so they need a little more attention. Plus that pot heats up and the roots get hotter and they need more water.
What about the variety of cacti and succulent? Do you have any idea how many species we have here in southern Arizona?
Well, I can tell you we have about 90 cacti species, and in the book we cover 130 different ones. That includes the agaves and the succulents, but the cacti and their variations, because there's a lot of plants that might have a different color spine, might have a different color flower, quite variable plant. And so and the book only covers Arizona. So that's a mighty lot for one state.
It's a homegrown project, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Thomas and I, like I said, we were on the board, and anybody who's ever had to write up a proposal and take it into the board for funding has gone through this, and a book is something we had never done before. We had to get together a group of authors that we thought could handle this, and I think we did a good job of that. And what was really unexpected, once we were funded, the talent that just came out of the woodwork to help us, David Yetman, Mark Dittman, Mark Baker, I mean, these guys are just giants in the field, and they were there as volunteers.
And this book was not cheap to put together. $16,000 in donations.
Absolutely. One of our parts of that proposal, and this was because we wanted to keep this book under $30. We wanted this book to be affordable. Anybody who's bought a birding book or another book knows how expensive a very high-end, colorful book can be, and that was written right into the proposal, and our membership came out, and we had $16,000, and that allowed us to drop that price to $25.95, which is just great.
It is a fabulous guide, 302 pages, 430 photographs. There are 130 maps in there, and the book is available, I guess, at Desert Survivor Nursery.
Desert Survivors, Chul Park.
Tohono Chul Park.
Tucson Botanical. B&B Cactus Nursery. And
all
on
of
our
your
website.
Meeting and all of the TCSS meetings?
Absolutely. At our meeting, it'll be for sale.
And those meetings, again, the first Thursday of the month at the Junior League.
Right.
Over on River right by Campbell.
Yes. And if you need directions, it's all on our website, plus a lot of great information is on the website.
You want to give us that website
again? It is TucsonCactus.org, and we also have a Facebook page that's about the field guide, and all you have to do is put TCSS Field Guide on your Facebook page.
All right, John, thank you very much. John Durham, one of six authors of The Field Guide to Cacti and Other Succulents of Arizona. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill, for having us.
All right, we'll be right back.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control is reminding you they have pigeon services with an alliterative pigeon poem. Pigeons procreate prodigiously, producing up to 8 progeny per year. Perching precariously, they plaster half their weight in poop per day. Poop collects, creating a problem with parasites and pestilence. Employ Five Star Pest Control's pigeon trapping and exclusion program, and you'll be pleased. Whew, getting through that was way harder than you might think. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
We know what bones you.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, where our every other Tuesday arts report is sponsored by the Crown Jewel of Downtown, Fox Tucson Theater. March 26th is your opportunity to see iconic blues performers Charlie Musselwhite, James Cotton, and John Hammond featured in this season's Blues Hall of Fame tour. That's going to be a great show. Then Friday, Fox is presenting The Hitmen, former stars of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. The Hitmen is an amazing high-energy look back through rock and roll history, reliving the magic and music of all the big hit makers. For tickets to see the Blues Hall of Fame tour on March 26th, and then The Hitmen, former stars of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, on March 27th, visit foxtucson.com. And Fox Tucson has a great lineup of shows coming up. Dan Gibson joining us now from Visit Tucson. Dan, I'm sure that they'll do all of those wonderful hits like Sherry.
Yeah, see?
You know, Oh, What a Night.
Big Girls Don't Cry. Ragdoll.
Oh, yeah.
Ragdoll gets your feelings there.
You know, it's like
all this expressive stuff. There are a lot of great stuff coming to the Fox. I would be remiss as a newly placed member of the UA Presents Advisory Board, not to mention.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. They've lowered their standards to let me in, which has been nice. Lady Sings the Blues. If you enjoy the music of Ma Rainey or Ella Fitzgerald or Billie Holiday, that's coming to the Fox, the UA Presents show. On April 18th, get your tickets now.
Itzhak has done a nice job.
Yes, he has.
With UA Presents and Itzhak Beckner,
yes,
who is the kind of UA Presents head honcho there, and getting things, shows kind of crossing over, not just at Centennial Hall, but the other venues, taking the shows to the different parts of the community, namely downtown.
Yeah, there's they have not a publicly announced. I will give you a special preview,
okay,
Bill. The Anonymous Four is a show that's coming. It's their final farewell tour. If you enjoy the choral, the sort of gothic, medieval type music, singing group, they're actually going to be performing in December at Grace St. Paul's Episcopal Church, which is a wildly different venue for UA Presents, but it's the perfect place for it. It's this sort of sacred music. They're going to be playing selections from their Christmas albums, and I think it's December, early December. But they are really sort of thinking about that stuff in interesting ways. Like, what is the best place for each individual show?
Yeah, they got a great lineup coming up, and they weren't quite ready. We were going to have Itzhak on here in the next couple of days, but they're not quite ready to do the
waiting on the big
big one coming.
Yeah, there's a big one coming, and so that one's the sort of key to it. But there's a lot of great stuff. I mean, if between dance and Philobus is coming as part of the dance group, Chucho Valdez and the jazz. There's a lot of great stuff. I was stunned. I was at the preview and I was like, oh, that's great. Oh, I am an easy mark, but I was like, oh, that sounds amazing.
What else is coming up?
One of my favorite local bands, Chicha Dust. They play cumbia music. It's Brian Lopez, Gabriel Sullivan, Tucson's most talented musicians. They're touring with Giant Sand right now, but they're going to be playing a show on Friday at Club Congress. It's their last show of 2015. So if you want to see one of Tucson's hottest bands, this is your last chance this year. I know that sounds early because it's March, but they're playing on Friday at 9 p.m. at Hotel Congress or Club Congress, $10 in advance, $12 at the door. So that's a can't-miss musical experience.
So this is their last Tucson show.
Last
then
show.
Then they're going to go on the tour?
Yeah,
what?
They're going to go on with Giant Sand. So they'll be performing with Hal Gelb and that crew for a while. Mm-hmm. Giant Sand have a new album coming out as well. So if you want to see this, it's a dance party like none other. Sort of indie rock and jazz and cumbia. You'll just be moving your feet the whole night long.
And?
If on a totally different note, and this is the one I absolutely had to mention, I put a little arrow next to it. Yeah, it's probably the biggest arts thing of the week. It's the Nancy Toker Miller retrospective. As people might know, she passed away last year. They're doing she has been referred to by Margaret Regan, who does this segment on the other times, as Tucson's most prominent visual artist. They're doing a retrospective for work at Etherton. That opens today, runs through June 6th. There is a reception on Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. There's actually a concurrent exhibit of her show, of her work at the Temple Gallery, at the Temple of Music and Art. Wildly important artist in Tucson. Worked in the sort of like land, sea, and sky, reflecting the places she traveled around the world, from Indonesia to the places of home, these bright, vibrant colors. Incredible work, and someone who really deserves that scale of a show. And obviously, you know that when Etherton Gallery puts on something, it's a magnificent program. And so it reflects the sort of greatness of her work and curated in a really interesting way. So if you weren't familiar with her work, this is a great introduction. But I think anybody who has been involved in Tucson visual arts will want to make sure that they are there for the reception and see the show, you know, at least once.
So that's certainly the visual arts highlight.
I would say so. I mean, that's the biggest thing. As you know, also we've talked about it a couple times, and these are also your last chance to see the Figure Examined show at Tucson Museum of Art. That closes on April 12th. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff going on in visual arts right now.
I like that show very much.
It's a great show, and if people haven't seen it, I've probably nagged about it every time I've been on this show.
And if you're into sculpture, that show is heavy on the sculpture.
Absolutely.
Great. Here's European
a great
sculpture.
Idea for the weekend. Just get out and see some of these visual arts shows. You know, get to Etherton.
We went to that little restaurant then after by the museum.
Oh, Cafe Le Carte?
Yes.
Yeah, that place is great.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. For those trying to lose weight, well, maybe you might not want to go because...
Pastry chef is great.
Oh, my goodness. The pastries they have available there. And it's a neat old building, too, right there on the grounds of the Tucson Museum of Art. Got time for one or two more.
All right. Mocktoberfest at Mercado St. Augustine. This is a fundraiser for Many Mouths, One Stomach, as people may or may not know, the organizing group behind All Souls Procession. They're doing their annual fundraiser. It's a carnival. That's Wednesday, March 25th, from 4 p.m. to midnight. Drop in anytime you like. $5. Spoken word from Logan Phillips, also known as DJ Dirty Verbs. Astral Folk, Vox Urbana. There's going to be magic. There's going to be art. I think everyone in this town really realizes what a big deal the All Souls Procession is. They don't get corporate sponsorship. They don't get anything from the cities or municipalities. It all is fundraised in this way. Absolutely, if you want to support them, it's only $5. And you get a great day of entertainment.
My former colleague from Arizona Illustrated Channel 6, Leslie Epperson, has worked so hard on a beautiful documentary about that All Souls.
And that's coming through the Arizona International Film Festival,
which is coming up. I think in early April.
Yes, yeah, they're getting their lineup out there now, and the great time for film. We've got just wrapped up the Cine Mexico, which was last weekend at the Screening Room, Arizona International Film Festival, the Music and Film Festival. There's a lot of stuff coming on that front too.
All right, Dan Gibson, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Out of time, and I want to tell people about what's coming up at the Fox. This week's Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on Buckmaster is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater. Arlo Guthrie in his Alice's Restaurant 50th anniversary tour. Dan is coming up on April 2nd, and they're going to do an 18-minute long 1965 Thanksgiving Day anthem, Alice Restaurant Massacre, in its entirety. That's going to be a fun event. You can find out all about it at foxtucson.com. They have the full schedule, live performances, events, and classic films. Sign up for email alerts and become a member to purchase tickets to see the Blues Hall of Fame Tour March 26th, The Hitmen. That will be former stars of Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. That's Friday night. And then Arlo Guthrie in his Alice's Restaurant 50th Anniversary Tour, April 2nd. Visit foxtucson.com. And Dan, you're probably too young to remember much of the Arlo Guthrie stuff.
It was one of my dad's favorite records. Mm. So I remember listening to and wondering, the whole experience. You get the whole thing. It's a long story. So.
Dan, do you need an automobile mechanic?
I hope not right now, but it's good to have a number in your phone.
All right. Well, that's what I'm going to tell you about, okay, and the listeners. Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works. Really, this is the go-to guy for your foreign and domestic automobile needs. They'll do a free 26-point inspection. How can you beat that? Visit PerfectionAutoWorks.com or call 323-8650. For Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw coming up here on KVOI. Then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe 6 to 8, the Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9. Chris and a different guest host every day, but the consistency on the other side of the glass will be Ed Alexander. Ed will be back with me at 12:04. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.